So the learning today should be a schus ila nishmas adir chaver chaim b'losa ben shem shen aryeh, as well as a schus for a ila nishama for Reb Yaakov Yosef Emer Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schus for Fushleim of Chaim Moish Yeshua ben Malkah Chenda ben Menorachol, Chanalei Abashen Derachol, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in the Makab Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are going to continue and finish the topic of Beirurim today, which is selecting judges, selecting people who are going to provide their opinion. And we said that this applies both to a court case as well as anytime anyone is on a committee. Now, he says, Aval im ha-mevayrim, I'm on page 327. Aval im ha-mevayrim, mechapsim ma'od b'schus misha meiro. He says, the way to select is you have each party of the din Torah select a judge or two judges, and then those that were selected go and select the tiebreaker. So, and we said that that the idea is that even if each side is going to speak up for the one that appointed them, you'll have the person in the middle to break the tie. But he says, but if the those that were selected, so going back to my example from yesterday, you have Reuven against Shimon, and Reuven picks rabbi number one, and Shimon picks rabbi number two. So if rabbi number one is going to go overboard to look for schusim for Reuven, to the point where he is corrupting his point of view and he's looking at something that's incorrect as correct, and he's twisting a straight path, and he's making straight a crooked path, then he is basically falling into the trap of the avera of not doing proper judgment. He's called someone who's hated, neshukatz, disgusting, chayrim, banned, avel, a evildoer, and tayev, an abomination, all references to someone who misuses judgment. The kaina shame ra la'atzmai. He also gets a bad reputation. Kini karim advarim, because everyone could see through the thought process. Everyone could tell, right? Just look at the election, lahavdil, but just look at the election. Everyone could tell when people are lying to your face, even if they believe themselves what they're saying, but you could tell, you could see through the baloney. And this judge knows the truth. So you could tell that this guy is just trying to lie to you, and that really underneath his reasoning, he knows himself that it's sheker. He's just covering it up with a big pot. Sachter is a type of pot that they used to use in the Beis Hamikdash. So he's just covering over his true opinion. With he's hiding behind it and making believe that he believes that the guy is innocent. And his efforts are not going to be are going to be unsuccessful. Like someone who wants to try to stop the sun. So someone picks up a sieve, right? So you want to block the sun. So imagine you use sunglasses, but in the sunglasses there's tiny holes, like holding up a sieve, basically where there's tiny holes in it. So, and you're trying to shade yourself from the sun. The sun's going to come right through the holes. And he causes that he is affirming himself to be a Rasha in front of others, and that he's someone that shows favor and judgment. And the truth is, not only the people that you are cheating are going to lose respect for you, but even the people that you are assisting, meaning in our example, Reuven himself is going to lose respect for Rabbi number one, because he's going to say he's not an honest person, even though it helped me, but you might appreciate what he did, but you're going to lose your respect for him. Abel hadon din emes lamitai. But if someone has integrity and follows the truth, afilu neged misha berel zakoisi, even connected the one who chose him, called shaymav yavoyav yagid sakasi. And anybody who hears of him is going to come and tell over what a honest person he is. Now, what if it's a relative? So he says, I'm sorry. First, he talks about a kahila. Let's say that the people that were involved is not two individuals, but rather it's like appointed by the congregation. So in other words, there's a disagreement in the kahila. And now the kahila picked people to be on the committee. The era, he says, and it happens that either a relative or one of your partners comes for judgment. So let's say you find yourself in a position. Now, again, we're not talking about a regular din Torah, because there would be a problem of being a karev. But let's say you're on a committee that you were appointed to oversee issues in the kehillah. And on one side is A relative is someone that you have a relationship with, whether it's a work, meaning it's someone you have a work relationship with, or it's an actual physical relative. So he says, in that case, the path that you should go, the mentality you should have, is to try to find reasons to not side with your relative. The obviously, if you're using sound reasoning, meaning if it's gray area and you could go one way or the other, you should try to the extent possible to go against your karev. And if you can't, it's obvious to you that he's innocent or that he's correct. Be quiet. Don't say one way or the other. Because otherwise, people are going to suspect that even though you are serving with integrity, but people are going to assume that you're showing favoritism. And furthermore, a person has to suspect that you have to question yourself. If you don't see any reason that the guy is incorrect, and you only see in favor of your relative, you have to question whether you are being honest with yourself or whether your reasoning is being skewed in favor of your relative. And we already said this, the idea that a kohen can paskin on any nega that he sees, except his own nega. A kohen can never paskin on his own negayim. Why? Because he's partial. And even if we're saying that he's going to use reasoning and he's not going to try to follow halacha, but a certain shade or a certain siman in the tzaras, he's going to see it in a certain way because he can't help it, because he's paskin on himself. As well as you can't paskin on relatives. And anytime you are in a position where you are making decisions for a relative versus others, or let's say you're a parent and you're dealing with an issue that relates to your child and other children, you have to be very careful that you don't come out looking like you showed favoritism in any way. So he would probably recommend against having a father coach. Because in a father-coach situation, unless your kid's going to ride the bench, it's probably going to look like you're showing favoritism and you're giving a easier, you're giving a leg up to your son. So anytime you're in a position of authority, you should always either look to be stricter on the person that you're related to, or don't put yourself in that position in the first place. Okay. And tomorrow, Mr. Shem, will start the next topic. Okay.